the Vox Markets Podcast.
Good morning. It's Monday, the 22nd of May, 2023, and here are the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform this morning. At five, Shanta Gold. Matthew Boss has been appointed as independent non-executive director of the company. Mr. Boss is a trained metallurgist and former mining investment banker with experience across Africa. Mr. Boss is currently the president and CEO of SRG Mining. At four, Supply Acme Capital, grant of awards under Supply Acme Capital long-term incentive plan. That's it, pretty much. At three, Landor Resources, update. Replan board and management changes. Charles Wilkinson, non-exec chairman, is going to retire. And also Bill Humphreys, director, has also informed the board of his intention to retire and will not be standing for re-election at the upcoming AGM. Bill will also be relinquishing his positions of chief executive officer of the company and chairman president of the company's wholly owned subsidiary, Landor Resources Canada. At two, Yourgene Health, UGS, to support MHC's Boots agreement. Yourgene announces that its partner, My Health Check, has entered into an agreement via its subsidiary, Concepta Diagnostics, with Boots to launch an extended range of at-home self-testing products via Boots.com and across 120 Boots stores in Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And at one, the most read RNS on the Vox Markets platform this morning comes from Ilika. Trading update and notice of results. So they say the company expects to announce revenues of approximately £800,000 and an EBITDA loss, excluding share-based payments, of around £7 million. Cash and cash equivalents at the end of the period were £15.8 million. And Sterex manufacturing update, they say following initial process qualification at a Sterex manufacturing facility in the UK, Ilika has been improving process yield and qualifying initial product batches. This enabled Ilika to release its first customer shipment of Stereax M50 cells in April 2023, and they say that they have 23 commercial orders from 20 customers with miniature medical devices and making up the majority of the demand. The applications cover 11 active implantable medical devices, 3 smart dental devices, 2 smart lenses, 1 for aerospace, and 3 others. To read any more details from any of these RNSs, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast.